Former President Trump will be in Pennsylvania today, making a stop in Scranton before he holds a campaign rally in Reading tonight. 27 days until Election Day. Trump is denying the reporting in Bob Woodward's new book that he has spoken as many as 7 times with Russian President Vladimir Putin since leaving the White House. Correspondent Jonathan Carl spoke with the former president by phone.
He said was that you've had a number of conversations with Putin. Is that true? I mean, I imagine that could be.
No. False.
Oh, really?
That's false.
So you haven't spoken to him since you left the White House?
No, I have not.
Woodward says in his new book, War, that an unnamed Trump aide told him about the calls. Reporters have not been able to verify the claims. Bloomberg is reporting this morning the Kremlin confirmed Trump sent Putin COVID tests at the height of the pandemic, another claim in the Woodward book. Vice President Harris spoke about that in an interview with Howard Stern.
Everybody was scrambling to get these kits, the tests, the COVID test kits.
You couldn't get them.
Couldn't get them.
Right.
Couldn't get them anywhere.
Right.
And this guy who is president of the United States is sending them to Russia?
Trump called Woodward a storyteller, a bad one, and he's lost his marbles. The book also details President Biden's complicated relationship with Benjamin Netanyahu, including Biden using all sorts of four-letter words in private to talk about the Israeli prime minister and telling Netanyahu it was impossible to kill every last member of Hamas, the president threatening to withhold weapons shipments to Israel because of it.